I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Eyjafjallajökull volcano in Iceland continues to wreak havoc on international air traffic. There are other active volcanoes in the world, including the one we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz. We're turning to the BBC's Mark Doyle to find out more about the volcano in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Well, it's always there. It's there as a sort of brooding presence. It's called the Mount Nyiragongo, and it's a big volcano which is just a few kilometers away from the big eastern city of Goma, which is the capital of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, just on the border there with Rwanda.
Right, so this is Mount Nyiragongo. Does it pretty much continuously spew smoke and ash, or does it have its moments?
Pretty much continuously since 2002, when it erupted in the most violent manner and sent rivers of lava into the town of Goma. They were about the size of a two-story house, and they gradually made their way down the roads and valleys of Goma and into the airport of Goma as well. And since 2002, there's more or less continuous spewing of smoke and ash from the top of the mountain by day. And at night, you can see a ring of fire there up at the top of the summit. So people are scared of it because it erupted so violently in 2002. And there's another volcano called the Nyamulagira, which is nearby, which did actually erupt violently just a few months ago. So it's an active volcanic area. People are obviously concerned about it.
Now, that smoke and ash, especially the ash, has to go somewhere, landing on the ground. Does it disrupt air traffic at all?
Well, I think the honest answer is that we don't really know how much it disrupts air traffic because there is very little control of the air traffic in Congo. But it certainly isn't disrupting the air traffic in the same way that the Icelandic volcano is. And the reason for that is that the Icelandic one is mixing lava. I was speaking to a volcanologist in eastern Congo, an Italian volcanologist working for the United Nations, and he explained to me that the one in Iceland is mixing lava and ice, which is causing violent explosions, which is causing the ash to go very high up into the sky to the level where planes tend to cruise at. Whereas the one in Congo, although it looks very dramatic from the ground, most of the ash and smoke is blown away from the main airport in the area, and it doesn't rise as high as the Icelandic one, which is why it's being said that it doesn't disrupt air traffic as much. But I have to say that there have been a number of unexplained crashes in that area, and that could well be caused by the smoke, but it's not nearly as disruptive as the Icelandic one.
Mark, in your travels in Central Africa, did you ever have your trip delayed in some way by the ash from Mount Nyiragongo?
Well, no, actually. And paradoxically, whenever you fly into Goma, the pilot tends to cheerily point out, well, look out for the volcano on the right-hand side, or look out for the volcano on the left-hand side, depending on which way you're coming from.
Right.
And people, on the whole, are learning to live with it. But that doesn't mean that it's any less dangerous.
The BBC's Mark Doyle. Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're welcome.